This is one of my all-time favourite songs. This is one that I used to sing in my bedroom with a hairbrush, as girls do, you know, in the mirror, pretending you're on stage. And I used to, you know, these days, they'd have the people around to tell you to shut up or whatever. Oh, yeah, you know? I had the windows open, I'd be singing my head off. I had a little record player, right, but I used to blast it out everywhere. And, you know, like the Phil Spector production, incredible production. But that inspired me very, very much. That's when I started I went to a local talent competition, right? I came second.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a bit like, don't say it was a performing dog or something. That
worse than that.
What was it?
It was an accordion. Can I tell you a joke about an accordion? What's the difference between an accordion and an onion?
I don't know, Bonnie. What is the difference between an accordion and an onion?
Nobody cries when you cut an accordion up.
So you are bitter though about that accordion. That's obviously that's been
and
painful.
I won a pound. It was 1969, April 1969.
Right. How much did the accordionist win?
I don't know, fiver, I suppose.
But still, that was the first professional earnings, a pound.
Yes, it was.
Excellent.
I went straight down to the pub and gave my father 10 bob.
Oh, that's a great thing
to
do.
2 10 bob notes, I had.
Oh, right. So Dad got the 10 bob to toast your success.
Yeah.
Next, Bonnie's choice, it's Elvis and the famous moment when he breaks up singing
"I Love This."
Tonight.
Crease when I hear this. But, you know, Elvis, there's another one I was brought up with, you know, my cousin Dee, she was into Elvis. I loved, believe it or not, Tommy Steele in them days.
He was a British Elvis, wasn't he?
Yeah. And he recorded this in 1960 in the International Hotel in Las Vegas. And, you know, when he sings, now, don't take this personal.
No, I think I know what's coming here.
When he sings, "Do you gaze at your bald head and wish you had hair?"
Yes.
And they all fall apart, right? But then he goes into this incredible laughter because Whitney Houston's mother was doing the backing vocals. Sissy Houston.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, was doing the backing vocals, so she was laughing as well. And he was going, "Come on, come on, girl, come on." And he's really, really going hysterical laughing, and I just love it. And I like a bit of fun as well, you know. I mean, it's nice to be uplifted sometimes. And when this comes on the radio, it just lightens everybody up, I think. But let me tell you something. Yeah. In 1978, I was in another contest, but it was the Yamaha World Song Festival in Japan, right? And Sissy Houston came second to me.
Right!
I came first! I came first! And I met Whitney then, right? And she was only a little girl. And she was such a little shy thing. And she said to me, "Bonnie, can I have your autograph, please?"
Oh.
Yeah, I can't imagine it, can
That's
you?
Lovely.
Yeah.
That's lovely.